By the end of 1865, Crocker still needed money. The bill for the blasting powder alone was killing him. Even though it was less expensive now that the war had ended, and Crocker was able to obtain a great amount of government surplus. But the Big Four had borrowed all they could, or so it appeared. Then, on November 29, the government inspectors examined the track from mile 31 to mile 54, from Newcastle to Colfax, and pronounced it satisfactory. At $48,000 per mile, the government had to issue $1,104,000 in bonds to the CP to sell. That helped considerably, but as always, the CP had long since borrowed on that money, and anyway, it was far short of what was needed. By the end of 1865, the CP had 54 miles of working track to Colfax. Less than 20 miles had been spiked that year, but those few miles had cost an astounding $6 million. The sober truth was that the western branch of the Transcontinental Railroad had scarcely penetrated the Sierra Nevada.